Hallelujah. I'm ready to give you the word this morning, and I believe it's time. God has really been putting it on my heart, and I know he's been putting it on your heart, that I'm believing right now that we're seeing healings take place at this church. Each Sunday, we've seen people come to this altar and get prayed for. And I'm believing they're going to get injected with the Word of God, and that the Word of God is going to blast them off and take them out of the sickness into healing. And I'm believing God wants to do that. So if you're writing a title down today, you can write, The Road to Divine Healing. And I believe we're on the road. Remember how bumpy it was over there on Aunt Bruce Hall? Here we go. You remember how bad it was? But I tell you what, we just kept chugging along, and finally we're on the road, divine healing. And I'm believing it's time to quit him hawing around with sickness. You know, we're not going to play in a game with sickness. We're not going to play, against sickness. No, we've already won the battle because of what Jesus did on the cross. Now we just got to receive what God's telling us in according to his word. And you know, the road to divine healing is seldom expressway. I don't know about you, when I've gone through something in my body, it seems like I don't get to point A to B real quick. It seems like I got to do a few extra things, it seems like, to get there to where I get my healing. And more often that there's a lot of roadblocks when we're wanting our healing. And you know, when you want your healing, you want it so bad, you'll do anything, right? Well, the Word of God is telling us right there, the healing is ours. And the devil puts roadblocks to keep our God's people, that's us, from the blessings of our health. What happens when you're not healthy? You're not in the Word. You're not in where the Word of God is being said, right? How many times you've seen that happen? The devil is doing this because he can pull you out of that situation because it's something you might have needed that day. You know, I don't know about you. I've had people come up to me before. Oh, man, you should have been there. That was a good message. Then, you should have been there. Sure, I should have. But they were there, and they're the ones who should be reaping the benefits of that word that went forth. Because the word went forth. Somebody, and we need to receive the word, right? I mean, you can sit here and hear the word and then walk out of here not even thinking no more about it. You think that's going to help? No. We need to take that word and grab a hold to that word by faith, believing, even though we still got runny nose and we blowing our nose and and all this kind of stuff and maybe whatever else is going on. And I can tell you one thing, God wants to completely heal us. It may be other issues, not a runny nose. It may be other things running that's causing God to, causing the devil to stop the plan of God in our life to be healed. Hallelujah. But these roadblocks wears many disguises. What you mean by that? Well, some come by many sources. And, some have their basis of tradition. That's a roadblock. Others in superstition. That's a roadblock. Now, don't get me wrong. And I'm not talking bad about those type of old remedies. I'm talking about some old superstition remedies. And we're going to cover those things in our later on down the line if the Lord gives us it to us. You know, in order to remove some of these roadblocks. Now think about it. We got roadblocks for your healing. You know, and I know everybody in here is going through something. You say, well, I don't know how you know that. Well, you're going through something. I don't if it's health-wise or what financially or whatever it is, you're going through something, and the devil doesn't want you to reach your goal, reach the will of God. The devil wants to stop you from reaching it. And he can do all kinds of stuff to make you stop reaching your goal. And in order to remove some of these obstacles that hinder believers which we are believers. I say you are. I don't know everybody, if they've all confessed the Lord as their Savior. But I can tell you, if you are a believer, that you the devil does not want you to receive your healing. He does not want you to receive your financial blessings. I can tell you that. You know, and you can look back on your life and you can say, well, that's true. The devil doesn't want me to receive my healing. The devil does not want, he is going to battle you. He does not want you to receive anything that God says in his word that you can have. And I tell you what, I want everything he says. And sometimes it's a challenge. You know, I just don't feel like, you know, I say, man, I just don't feel like doing that, or I don't feel like doing this. But I know that I need to do what God's word tells me to do, and I got to trust in him, and I'll see the victory. You know, we need to run, be like run through a roadblock. You ever seen, remember the old show a long time ago where they had the two guys running around in that little fast car? The General Lee, I've seen them jump over. They jump over that bridges. They jump over here, and the police car just poof. But they were breaking through. They were getting away. You see what I'm saying? We need to get away from the devil instead of being our party buddy. What do you mean party? I don't party with the devil. Well, I don't know about you, but it's so easy for the devil to tell you something in your mind that's going to take you off course. It's going to take you from doing what God has told you to do by saying, oh, this is, I think I'll do it this way. But God has said, let's do it that way. You see what I'm saying? That we need to receive our divine healing. Now, you've heard us pray a lot of times, especially when we had our prayer on Wednesday mornings. We would pray. But this church walks in divine health. We pray for it. But then it's up to the individual to grab a hold to the divine health. I mean, you can't just go and lay hands on somebody and say, you're walking in divine health. And they don't believe it. I've had people all the time. I've had people I prayed for that were sick, so sick, that I thought they wasn't going to make it till the next day. And they didn't believe in healing. But then you had somebody over there believed in healing, and they believed when you laid hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And they recovered. You see what I'm saying? It's not just because you come up and get your hand, you laid hands upon you for your healing or whatever else is going on. No, it's right here by you saying, no, devil, that's it. I don't participate in your little fun games. I don't like being sick. I don't like being without any finances. I don't like being out of reconciliation to family or whatever it is. You see what I'm saying? The devil loves it. But when we stand our ground, what happens? He cowers down. We start using the word of God on the devil. What happens? He's trying to find a place to hide. When Jesus used the word of God on the devil those three times, what happened? He left. If it worked for Jesus, if I use the word of God, the devil's got to flee, right? And so we got to learn from what the Bible tells us to do. Praise the Lord. But I want to tell you about our roadblock number one. And we probably won't get to a lot. We'll get to one. We'll go through roadblock number one first. I've heard this 100,000, million, zillion, gazillion times. God sends sickness upon people. How many times you've heard people say that? God sends sickness upon people. That is a lie from hell. That's a lie. The devil is cheering it on whenever we start speaking that out of our mouth. And some have said that the Old Testament declares that God sent sickness upon people. I've had people come to me all the time. Well, God caused sickness on all these people in that Old Testament, and he did all this kind of stuff. You know, those actually say it, quote, and I can tell you where it's quoted at. Let's look at it. Exodus 15:26. Let's look at that real quick. We're gonna clear the air that God does not send sickness. And here it is in Exodus 15:26, and he says, and said, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord, your God, and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians. For I am the Lord who heals you. That's the scriptures they get. Well, God put sickness. But you know, these passages don't give the true meaning. Now think about this, of the original Hebrew. Because this has been translated, that was into the New King James. And you know, we know that God does not create evil. Evil doesn't come from heaven. God only permits it. He doesn't create it. He doesn't create it. Evil could not come from heaven. Because there's no evil in heaven, right? So we got to understand the devil is lying to us that, well, God put sickness on all those people. Yeah, they would be just about like nowadays, but, you know, God, he sent Jesus, and it takes a lot because of the mercy of God for his people. But get out of the wheel of God and see what happens. See what happens. And a lot of us know what it's like to get out of the wheel of God. Seems like our lives are turned upside down. Seems like a lot of things happen. But thank God we are just one voice away asking God to forgive us, to repent. A lot of Christians don't even know how to spell repent. And I'm talking Christians. And that's sad. We got that speed dial on our phone. You know, I got favorites or whatever on my phone. I can hit that button and I don't have to, or anything like I click on the name, it automatically calls her. We need God on speed dial. We need him on first speed dial besides going and saying, well, you know what? You know what's going on in my life, my little buddy? Things are just not going good at all. And, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do. You sit in church all the time. You ought to know what's going on. Get the word. Get the word in you. You know, you say these things. And you know, we have a family of people that we can trust in the church that we can go to and ask for prayer. What can I do? I just don't know what to do. Well, you know, you got people in the church that you can depend on that are filled with the Spirit of God. And, you know, you go to them and say, man, I got to have prayer. Because, you know, I got a lot of things going on right now. I need prayer. And they'll pray for you. And they'll pray for you. And they'll pray for you. They'll energize you. They'll encourage you. And they will pray for you. But they won't go put it in the paper. Praise the Lord. You'll get that when you get home. Praise the Lord. But you see what I'm saying, that passages, that what it's saying over here in Exodus 15:26. Now this is what it says. We don't have it in Hebrew, but I want to read it to you out of the Hebrew version. It says, I will permit to be put upon thee none of these diseases which I permitted to be brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that health thee. God doesn't want sickness on us. Some think God made Job sick. God permitted it, but the devil did it. Because remember, the devil had to go through God before he could do anything to Job, right? He had to go through God to get to Job. Remember what God said? Well, you can do it, but don't kill him. You see what I'm saying? And sometimes we feel like we're going through some stuff and it's killing us. But thank you, Lord. There's a light at the end of that tunnel because we continuously praying, continuously lifting up the name of Jesus, and we're going to get to the other side. And it may not look like it. We may look like that. Remember the revolutionary? They had the little guy playing the drum, had playing the flute, and another one holding the flag. And when they were walking through, we're going to get through. We may look tattered. We may look like we've been beat up. But I tell you what, God's going to refresh us. God's going to give us new strength. God's going to do things for us that we never thought we could ever do. Why? Because we're trusting in Him. We know what His Word says. So we have to understand that God didn't put sickness on me. God didn't do that. No, why is that? Because He permits it because it may be something I did. Or something I did. I mean, I can understand. I've done this before. I wanted to blame God. I said, man, God, I had sinuses. My sinuses were dripping and carrying on. And I couldn't leave my head down because if I did, I'd, you know, all the stuff in my sinuses would all be everywhere. And, you know, and I started blaming God. That was years ago I started doing that. But, you know, the Spirit of God spoke to me. He said, didn't you go outside with no shoes on and it was 35 degrees? You were breaking ice, crimping across there, going to get something out of the yard. You come out there in a muscle shirt and some shorts, 35 degrees, wind blowing about 10, 15 miles an hour. And you wonder why your sinuses all stopped up? And you want to blame God? Hello? You see what I'm saying? We want to blame God for all that, but we're the ones running out there in our little skivvies going to get something out of the yard that could have waited probably. Because if it was something out there that was going to get wet, it was probably too late because it's already rained on it. You understand what I'm saying? That we want to blame God for things that we do ourselves. We cause a lot of sickness in our life to do things. You know, I remember somebody was telling me one time that, you know, they had an upset stomach. And he was telling me about that. And I said, well, you know, man, that don't sound good. He says, and somebody said, somebody else was in the group, and he said, well, Dad, I told them not to go eat over at that restaurant. They can't ever eat that food. Their stomach just can't handle that food. And you know what happened? They went and ate at that restaurant. And guess what? Yeah, they had the backdoor trots for a while. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But you know, it's important. Scriptures that show Jesus is the healer. Hallelujah. Satan is the oppressor. And you know, we need to understand that nowhere in the New Testament do we find God putting sickness on anyone. He doesn't do that. He permits it, but He doesn't do it. And you know, where does death come from then? It comes from Satan, who has the power of death. But just look in Hebrews 2:14. Hebrews 2:14. Y'all getting anything out of this morning? Hallelujah. Hebrews 2:14, it tells us, because God's children are human beings made of flesh and blood, the Son also became flesh and blood. For only as a human being could He die, and only by dying could He break the power of the devil, who had the power of death. Hallelujah. There it is right there. The law of sin and death is in the devil's law. The law of the Spirit of life in Jesus Christ is God's law. The Spirit of life. Who likes life? I like life. I don't like the spirit of death. Because why? Because that is of the devil. And we have to understand. Look in Romans 8:2. We can look at it a little bit better than on there. Romans 8:2, and He tells us, and because you belong to Him, who Him? Him, Jesus. The power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. Whew. That whole scripture speaks on itself. And the fact that God permits wickedness doesn't mean that people have to commit sinful acts anymore that it means that people have turned against Christ. We've seen it this past week where people have turned. Well, we've seen it for years now, that people have turned against Christ. Turned against Christ. Christians have turned against Christ. You know, just because they go to church don't mean they're Christian now. Don't get me wrong on that. But a lot of people have turned against Christ. And it, you know, I just saw it in my spirit. We can pray. But where is our missionary heart to go and get these people out there that are dying and going to hell. You know, it's a lot of people out there that need, they need the Word of God. They need Jesus. And they need to find out really what the blood of Jesus does. You know, I can tell you one thing. Drain the blood out of you and see what happens. You'll die. But guess what? We got the blood of Jesus. We can live for eternity. We have an everlasting spiritual life through Jesus because of He shed His blood for who? Us. And you know, people take it for granted. Oh, they cuss. They call it different things. They call it and laugh about what Jesus is doing. And you know, I've seen in some meetings I've been to years ago that people talk about getting healed and people laugh about it in a church. You understand what I'm saying? We don't. I mean, I wouldn't want to be in their shoes. You know, that's dangerous territory by doing that to Christ for what He did for us on the cross. But we need to understand that many people today are crucifying Him again and again and again because they're rejecting Him. They're rejecting Jesus as Lord and Savior. And I don't know about you, that's a bad area to be in. Hallelujah. And God didn't commission them to reject Him. He didn't commission the people to reject Him. And he just permits that they make their own choice. And the choices we make is going to depend upon our future. The choices that we make. Because a lot of times people say, well, I know I ask God to forgive me. But a lot of times the choices we make, we got to pay for it. Think about it. We still have that before us. Somebody was talking about that. As a matter of fact, it was a guy I knew that went to jail. And you know, while he was in jail, he asked the Lord to forgive him. He said, well, how come I'm not out of here? I asked God to forgive me. Well, you're just going to have to trust God. You're a child of God, and you know, and before you know it, they get out by some unbelievable act of God that happened to that judicial system. They got out. Why is that? Because God shows His mercy on the people. But even though you had to spend a little time in the jail, but you still have to understand God is still there. And God wants to help us, to pull us out of those situations. And you know, a lot of people, like I said, are still crucifying Christ right now by not showing Him the love for the love that He did for us. You know, it's not a very good relationship with Jesus if we only let Him show His love for us and not us show our love to Him. Now, you know, God wants to hear it every now and then. Lord, I thank You. I love You. God wants to hear that. Now, you say, well, I say it in my heart. Well, are you ashamed? Are you ashamed of Jesus? Are you ashamed of the blood of Jesus? You're ashamed of what He did for you and me? No. Shout it off the rooftop. You know, Jesus is our Lord. Jesus, and you know, I can tell you, you could talk to some of my classmates. You can say, you know, He sure don't act the same way He used to act. He's changed. He's not doing. He don't do things like He used to do. Thank God. You know, I mean, God opened up the door for a different life, the life with Him. And, you know, and having that relationship with Him that gets me through daily activities. Because of what He does, what He did for me, and I can show Him my love. That's all He wants, is our love to Him. He wants us to love Him. And we say, well, I love Jesus. But do we show we love Jesus? That's the telltale sign right there. Do I show my love to Jesus in front of somebody else? Or do I just do it in my house by myself? I don't let nobody see me do it. No, We got to. Praise the Lord. Get out and sing. I can remember when a few years ago we were out front. We were all out there singing. We were singing loud out there. We were out there singing, and our neighbors would sit out there on their porches and hear the music. So really, you think about it, the church ain't just in here. But this is where you come and get fuel and fired up to go out there to go and do the mission that God has for you. You see what I'm saying? To get encouraged in here so that you can go out there and do the mission or do the job that God has for us. Because I can tell you, there's more unsaved people out there than it is in here. So where is our heart for those unsaved people? You know, be an evangelist. Get out there and tell them about Jesus. But you know, remember one thing. The first time you do that, they're going to look into your past. You see what I'm saying? We got ourselves clean. You understand? We got to make sure we clean. You come in here to clean up yourself. You clean yourself so that you can go out there, because you're already white as snow because of the blood of Jesus. If you are born again, makes a difference. I want to say that. You're born again. You're washed by the blood of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Now, Jesus still loves you. He loves the whole world, doesn't he? He wants everyone to come to him. But they still got those people rejecting him. I'd rather go be doing this. This is what I'm going to do today. It's about like that priest that went to play golf on a Sunday. You may have heard this before. He went out there to play some golf. And, you know, they were still having church. He didn't go to church that day. He got somebody to fill in for him, went out there to play some golf. He was out there on that golf course. He hit that ball and went right into the hole. Hole in one. Now, who is he going to tell? The priest. Praise the Lord. But we come into God's house and we get refreshed. We get ready. We get ready to go and face what's going to happen on Monday, what's going to happen on Tuesday. Hallelujah. But I believe that God wants to use this for your divine healing. That get away from that one roadblock that we just talked about. And that roadblock was what? Let's see if we can remember. Like, God sends sickness upon his people. Remember, that's a lie from hell. Hallelujah. But I'm believing God's wanting to do something. God wants to do something in your life. And you know, he just permits them to make their own choice. For man has a free will to accept or reject him. And we need to understand, I want to get close to God. I want you to get close to God. I can't make you get close to God. I can't bring you to the trough to get water if you don't want to drink water. You see what I'm saying? But I can tell you that God wants to do something for you. God wants to do something to open up your heart to receive your healing, your finances, your whatever it is that's going on in your life. He wants to take care of you if you got that relationship with him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.